The F Team is the debut book from Rawa Aja, and she is turning a little turning heads with this work. The book follows a group of high school boys as they try to save their notorious school from being closed down. Rawa explores what it means not only to grow up in Australia, but also grow up as a young person of colour. She joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, hello.
So could you tell us a little bit about your debut book?
So it's called The F Team, and it pretty much came about because if somebody said to me when I was younger that I was going to be a writer, I'd actually think they were crazy because I never read as a kid or even as a teenager. Until I was around 15 years old, that was the first book I read. And it was called Looking for Isla Brandy, an Australian classic. And though the main character wasn't a Lebanese young female, but she was of colour and an ethnic person, and I sort of identified and related to that character. And so fast forward 10 years later, because I taught in the same community that I grew up in, the boys particularly that I was teaching looked at reading as a school chore, and I really wanted to develop a love for reading. And so I realized after all these years, it wasn't reading that I disliked. It was rather that I couldn't find a book that I connected with. And it was the same for these young boys. And so I thought, why not create something? If it doesn't exist, then you should create it. And so that's how the F Team came about. Though I was told many times not to write a book for boys because predominantly girls are the readers and that's where the market is. But I'm a Taurus, so I go against what people say.
And you spent 10 years in the teaching profession, and the F Team is also based in a school. And how did your teaching experience and how did that help shape the book for you?
Because honestly, I pretty much asked the boys that I was teaching. I had access to school because I had been there, like you said, for 10 years. And so I knew inside out what was actually going on, particularly in literature, and how, though we have books now that are from people of colour and minorities, there's a big gap, particularly for people from my community, Punchbowl. We seem to only know things about my area through the news, and mostly it was negative. And so a lot of these boys that I was talking to, and girls, pretty much had lost hope. And so I thought if I create this book, not only would they find something they could identify with, but maybe this book can actually be part of curriculum and be put in schools, because I wrote it specifically for any teacher to pick it up, any parent, any adult, and actually have a dialogue with the younger generation.
And there aren't so many books trying to reach young people and young boys, you know, from fantasy novels to books about war, or you know, even just high school stories from an American perspective. But what do you see as the importance of young people being able to see themselves represented in print?
I think because you feel as though you matter. To put it simply, like I grew up not seeing any Arab or Muslim female lead. And for a long time, I felt my story didn't matter at all. And I felt like who I was always going to be second best to everybody else. And so when you create a book and when you put people and represent them in literature, and I represent people like, for example, Arabs and Muslims, I represent them in a lens that comes the same as them. I'm equal to them. It's not like an outsider trying to tell our story or trying to use our voice. It's almost like giving power back to those people of colour, minorities, and representing them from somebody who looks like them, from somebody who sounds like them, and they feel safe when they pick up my book and understand that it's going to be an empowering sort of story, not something that's constantly trying to tell us that we're not good enough.
We're speaking with author Rawa Aja about her debut novel, The F Team. And the characters in this book have so much life and they're so authentic and they're really funny. Where did you find your inspiration to create them?
Have you met my family? I come from a very large Lebanese family. I'm one of seven siblings and I have uncles and aunties that are over every single day. So I'm very, very lucky that they don't even have to do much, and they are pretty much my inspiration. And so a lot of the inspiration for the characters came from the community that I grew up in. We're very close and tight-knit. like the butcher knows my dad and the baker knows my mum. We're all on a first name basis. It's very close knit. It's something that the outside world doesn't really know or see much of. And so that was very important for me to bring characters to life, because they're my neighbours, they're my aunties, they're my uncles, they're my school teachers. They're everybody that the world should know, and the light should be on them. And so that's where I got my inspiration from.
And the book explores so many different themes, but the sort of basis, the base premise is around sport. Why was that a great lens for you to explore all these themes through?
I'm a big sports fan. Like, I love sport. And so one day my friends said, do you want to go to, this was years ago, do you want to go to a rugby league match with the Bulldogs versus the Dragons? And my friends, you know, being an Arab Muslim girl, visibly Muslim, I have the veil on, you sort of always have to make a backup plan. It's just something that you do just in case somebody says something. What do I do? Does my parents know where I am? You know, plan A to Z pretty much. And so, you know, my friends, you know, God bless them, you know, because they come from a different background, didn't understand that. And so when I sat in the crowd, there was about three gentlemen behind me, and they were tattooed and, you know, beer drinking, and I was stereotyping as well. And I thought, oh no, this is going to be, they're going to say something to me now. And like 5 minutes into the game, the Bulldogs score and I jump up and they jump up, and it turns out we both went for the same team. and I realized that we became best friends after that, actually. and I realized that when I was watching a sports game, nobody asked me about my religion. Nobody asked me to explain myself, no politics, my identity. All of that disappears because we have a bond, because we go for the same team. And so I feel as though sport in Australia is such, like, it's part of our culture, but in literature we very, very rarely see it. And if we do see it, it's from an actual soccer player or a sports star that decided, you know, to end his career and retire, but now he wants to write a book. And I just thought, you know, like, it's sort of not fair, because you've got to give those writers a chance that have the platforms that sports players do. And I've seen as a teacher, like, when I used to always put kids that don't like each other in the same team because they have to work for the same goal. And you see all that politics sort of disappears. And I feel as though sport is underrated in how we can bring people together. We should focus more on sport, I think.
And finally, where do you hope to see the future of literature, particularly in this country, and how they centre young people of colour's experiences?
I'm optimistic because I feel like we're moving in the right direction. I think Black Lives Matter and all those protests that happened a few months ago have really brought things that already existed, but more to the surface and to the light. And I think people of colour and minorities feel more confident and comfortable to finally say, this is our story, this is our voice. No longer is an outsider going to tell our story. We're going to step into the arts world. We're going to step in the film world. We're going to step in any world that has strong representation, and we're going to represent ourselves. So I'm very optimistic. I've been reading heaps of young adult, particularly, books, and I say this in the nicest way. I tend to buy books when I can't pronounce the author's name, and I know we're moving in the right direction. I'm like, yes, this is what's needed. Because we have amazing stories, you know, rich, cultural, diverse stories. And I think everyone can benefit from reading a story that's different to their own.
Might not be a bad thing for us all to try. Raoul, we appreciate your time very much. It was a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much.